for Chesterfield.
Bing says it and Godfrey too. Hope and Como follow through. Martin and Lewis, they all tell you.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you another great personality in the music business, the chief label licker for the Decca Record Company, oh, Bing Crosby.
That's not overdue.
Oh, Bing, did you read the latest about Bob Hope?
What a secretor that was.
Yes.
Now, what happened? Did he get caught taking a bet on a horse or something?
Of course not. But I read in Hedda Hopper's column that Bob has been selected as one of the country's 10 best-dressed men.
Oh, Hedda must be talking through her hats.
Now, just a minute, Bing. You must admit that Bob has a very big wardrobe.
Oh, certainly, but everything he has is stamped property of Paramount Pictures.
I saw him in the locker room at the golf club the other day, and his shorts have your name stamped on them.
Right on the seat, too. Yeah. Isn't he corny?
It got laughs.
So what? I get laughs with my shorts with his name on them, too.
Bing, I think the reason Bob made that list is because the way he dresses attracts attention.
Certainly he attracts attention. Any man that wears a full dress coat with two raccoon tails has got to attract attention. How about that money belt of his with the sequins and the tassel on it and everything? Honestly, I think that kid's ready for the net.
What are you ready for?
I'm ready for a song.
Right.
I have a collegiate football-y thing here, Ken. Yes, very seasonal. This was written some years ago by Johnny Mercer and Bernie Hannigan when they were undergraduates at Oglethorpe or Mercersburg or Georgia Tech or some such southern school. It's called Jamboree Jones. I began my story out in West Virginia in a little college.
Merry little college.
All the student body only cared for football. Never mind the knowledge.
Merry little knowledge.
Never mind the sheepskin. They preferred the pigskin. Seemed to have it in their bones.
That's football.
They knew all about it. Couldn't live without it. All except a certain Mr. Jamboree Jones. He played the clarionet with all his might. He studied night and day, and he practiced day and night. No running up the field for Mr. Jones. He'd rather run up the scale and down the scale. Man, what tone. Even though his buddies always cut the studies to attend the rallies.
Yay, T!
While they were rooting, you could hear him tooting what became of Sally.
Now we used to hate him, always wouldn't date him, thought he was an awful boy.
But he liked his rhythm more than being with him, so he only grinned, he went to practice some more.
Meanwhile, the team marched on to greater fame. What did they do when the team marched down the field?
And they screamed,
ra, 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 sis, boom, ba, boop, boop, doo, dee, boop, yay, boy.
Hey, watch him go. Starting from the kickoff, they pulled every trick off, but they couldn't win it.
Let's get on the ball!
fellas.
Instead of going forward, they was going backwards about a mile a minute. Seeing their position, they call intermission, and they heard the referee say,
"What did he say?"
"Boys, it's 70-0. You're the guys with nothing, and you only got about a minute here to play."
Then from the stands there came a distant wail.
Oh, it was Jamboree. He was a playing hold of yeah. Boola, boola, bow, wow.
And then the students all began to yell.
Those players marched up the field and down the field.
Tell Mel, now on a certain West Virginia hill,
there stands that college still,
just as it always will. And there's a picture in its hall of fame.
You'll see the boy in the frame who won that game.
Jamboree Jones, that's the gentleman's name. Jamboree.
With Christmas only a few weeks away, remember that your Chesterfield dealer, and there are over a million of them from coast to coast, is just around the corner ready to serve you with a complete line of Christmas gifts for every member of your family. Yes, within easy walking distance of just about everyone in America is this friendly guy who can actually solve maybe 90% of your Christmas shopping problems, just as he supplies you with Chesterfields 52 weeks a year. Drop in on him. Tell him old Bing sent you, huh?
And while you're there, ask him to show you his favorite Christmas gift of all, the beautiful Chesterfield Christmas card carton. We designed this carton with a double purpose in mind, to make a welcome gift and a warm holiday greeting as well. It's a perfect present for every smoker on your list.
So this Christmas, when you send your holiday greetings, send them by carton. Christmas card cartons of Chesterfield's.
When it's time for old Kris Kringle and for all the bells to jingle, here's the gift for smokers all. So it's your dealer's sound this call. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today!
When you breathe in there. Meredith Wilson, that fine musician and songwriter, has come up with a frothy little thing which seems seasonal to me.
Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots at the wish of Barney and Ben. Doll that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas,
Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to present our first guest of this evening, one of the very top ladies in the song business, if not the top. I don't care if it's a ballad, a rhythm tune, or the blues, or a character song. This lady does it like nobody else in the world. Folks, here's Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Bing.
Ella, what you going to kick off with tonight?
I thought I'd do Undecided.
Undecided. That's an old, old recording of yours, then, being revived.
Right?
Guess they'll get your record out, too, huh?
Thanks.
Fine. It's all yours, Ella. Go ahead. Undecided.
First you say you do, and then you don't. And then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it snows. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. When you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now if you don't love me, I wish you'd say so. I love you so much, honey, I've just got to know. I'm just a fool for you. What are you gonna do?
Wonderful, Ella. Don't you go away now. Stand by. Now, folks, I'd like to present an old friend of mine and an old friend of yours, too, I'm sure. In fact, this fella's a friend to everybody who really gives a hoot about music. This man here is at least 99.44% pure music. Ladies and gentlemen, the mighty Louis Armstrong.
Well, I don't know whether either one.
Let's move here.
Whether it's the same, I don't
know. Louis. Move right in here.
Okay, come right in.
Louis, that's quite a write up I saw about you. I was reading Esquire magazine this month. You're in there big, ain't you?
Yeah, Bob. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I dug it. I want to tell you your description of the jazz music and the jazz musicians back in the 20s. It was a tremendously interesting item, Lou.
Yeah, well, we were all jumping pretty high then, Daddy.
You still jump pretty good, I think.
Thanks, Daddy. But I ain't really been off the ground in years, man.
I was thinking of some of those old records you made back in those days in the 20s for OK. You never really wild.
Yeah.
Those songs had some titles, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. You take tunes like... Potato Head Blues.
Potato Head Blues, that's a guesser.
Chicago Breakdown.
Come on, yes.
Strutting Some Barbecue.
Look out. Cornet Chop Suey.
Yeah.
Hotter Than That.
Hotter Than That. And Heebie Jeebies.
That's the Heebie Jeebies, the record where you dropped the music and you had to scat.
Yeah, had to keep going.
That's
yeah.
Where the scatting first started.
The scat started right there.
It was about 1927.
Yeah, we dropped the music and the man in the booth kept saying, "Quiet, quiet."
You made with the Reeboks, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they were killers, all those recordings, every one of them. You know, lots of those records are collector's items now, Lou.
Yeah, but when us boys made those records, we was collectors' items, too, you know.
What?
Well, of course, the collectors never caught up with us.
I see what you mean, Louis, because I was with a band once myself.
Yeah, but when you went into the band business, you joined up with Paul Whiteman, and that was very high class.
Oh, I should say it was. We had our own special bill collector. This boy traveled with us. There's a fellow named Morris,
Morris Bland?
That's him.
I knew him well.
I guess you did. What are you doing out in Hollywood this trip, Lou? You making a picture or something?
Yeah, I'm working on a picture out at MGM called Glory Alley. It's a story about New Orleans.
Oh, yes, well, I read about that picture, yes, Gloria. Sir. I understand that you have a very, very dramatic part in the picture, huh?
Yeah, this old cat has gone legit there.
Louis, what are you going to sing tonight? What do you got ready?
Well, I brought along a little arrangement of I Get Ideas.
Little arrangement? Mm-hmm. I heard the rehearsal. There's nothing little about that. You step right in here, Louis, and take over now.
Okay, thank you, Daddy. When we were dancing and you dangerous lending me, I get ideas. I want to hold you so much closer than I dare do. I want to scold you, but I care more than I care to. And when you touch me with the fire in every finger, I get ideas. Yes. And after we have said goodnight, then you linger. I kind of think you got ideas too. Your eyes are always saying the things you never saying. I hope they will be saying that you could love me too. For that's the whole idea. Lovely idea that I'm falling in love with you. Said goodnight, and then you linger. Babe, I kind of think you get ideas.
You've become a legitimate actor, you've become a legitimate singer.
Oh, no, Daddy, no, no. That's your racket.
Not
Daddy.
My racket, oh, no. That's I don't want to complain or anything, Louis,
yeah,
but listen, you and I and Ella finally got together on the same show. You know, we ought to head south and see if we can run across a few blues for the folks. Pick up a few,
yes.
A few beats down there.
That's it. Easy, but nice.
Ella, would you start? Yeah. Let's head for Memphis.
Okay.
Folks, we're going down, down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile
smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they're so good to me. We'll never spend a dime, and we're gonna have the grandest time.
I'm going out a dancing with a Tennessee dear. There's a man named Handy with a band you should hear. For while the dancers gently sway, all the fellas play real harmony.
I never will forget the tune they call the Memphis Blues.
Elaborate, Lou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair. And the folks, he sure do pull a mean bow. And when the big bassoon seconds to the trombone gloom, it moans just like a sinner on revival day. Oh,
that melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a southern sorrow song. Here comes a very part that wraps a spell around my heart.
It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again. There's a Memphis blues.
Knock it.
Now the Mississippi River. It's so long and deep and wide.
It's a big fish.
And I got myself a rowboat, and I'm gonna pull for the other side.
Yeah. And I do think, I could lay it right down and die.
Oh, you should have heard the lovely singing come floating out across the tide.
Get on your fanciest dancing shoes and ask the leader to play the blues.
For Chesterfield. Satch, Ella, you care to join me in this little sound off ditty?
Right,
sure, Bing.
Okay, yes. Why don't you kick it off, John Scott, if you please?
Listen close, each guy and fella, take a tip from Satch and Ella.
Chesterfield is housing rich, the mild's best in tasting it. Mild's blessed.
No aftertaste.
Mild's blessed.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Put on your coat, put on your hat, run down to your dealer's, hurry, Scott, get Chesterfield with something new. No other brand can offer you sound of
for Chesterfield.
Sound of
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
Alan, Lee, thanks a lot. I'm sure Chesterfield will be very grateful, folks. Now, look. We have a lot of fun with that song, but all we're trying to say is that Chesterfield does have something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Try a pack today. This is a song that Louis recorded. It's on the other side of I Get Ideas. He should be singing this. Take the second chorus, will you? I dare you. You got the second chorus. Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. A kiss to build a dream on.
Give me a kiss before you leave me, and by your imagination will feed my hungry heart. Sweetheart, give me one thing before we part. A kiss that will never dream of.
You sing higher than me?
No, but
when I'm alone with my fancies. You take the last part of this.
The last one?
Yeah. I'll be with you. Now you come in. Weaving.
You said the last one.
Well, I meant the last part of the release.
Oh, all right, I'll get the next one after you.
Give me
your chops for just a moment. My imagination will make that moment live.
Give me what you alone can give.
I kiss the builder dreamer.
How about this guy?
Chops for just
and my imagination
will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give.
A kiss to build a dream.
Folks, now my thanks to Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong for punching up our little rodomontade here tonight.
I enjoyed it very much.
Well, it's very nice to have you with us, Ella.
Who's going to be with you next week, Daddy?
Next week, Louis, we continue our cavalcade of music and merriment when our guests are going to be Jimmy Stewart and Tony Arden.
That's fine, man.
Well, Louis, I'll keep in contact with you, huh? And meanwhile, if you happen to see Morris, the Morris plan, that is,
yeah,
do me a favor and don't tell him where I am now.
Well, if I see Morris, he ain't gonna see me either.
Well, thanks again, Lou. Friends, don't let our servicemen in Korea down this Christmas. You can make sure that no fighting man at the front is forgotten this Christmas by sending your gift or your donation to Gift Lift, Los Angeles Junior Chamber of Commerce. Buy a gift now before you forget it. Mail it to Gift Lift, Los Angeles Junior Chamber of Commerce. They will see to it that your gift reaches our fighting men in time for Christmas. Chesterfields make a swell gift. See you next week. Meanwhile, next time you buy cigarettes...
Sound off a Chesterfield.
Sound off
a Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
The show presented by Chesterfield was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Jimmy Stewart and Tony Arden.